Well, I'm delighted to welcome to the show a man who was an original member of a heroic band of mine. I loved all their records, bought them back in the 1960s, from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Welcome to the programme, Roger Ruskin Spear.
Good evening to you, good evening.
How are you? Doing well?
Oh, fine, yes, yes,
excellent.
Raring to go.
Yes, you have a new, well, I think you describe it as the Bash Street Bonzos, don't you?
We are, yes, we're called Three Bonzos and the Piano.
Yeah.
And that's really exactly what it says on the tin, really.
There's yeah.
three of us left, and a pianist, Dave Glasson, who is our pianist, and occasionally we have, and in fact we have at the lights as well, Andy Roberts, a nice guitarist from who's been with the Bonzos quite a lot, really.
Yeah.
But we're sort of left over from the remains of the Bonzos that reformed for some... 40 was a celebration concert of 40 years, and we had convened for that, but they were quite big shows.
I was at the Opera House in Boscombe.
At the Opera House.
Yeah, and it was terrific. I mean, I've never seen the Bonzos live. As I mentioned, I bought all the albums.
Yes.
And I came away from that gig feeling a sort of warm sense of a parallel universe, which wasn't quite like this one, but was quite kind and warm, and it's a bit like the effect I get when I listen to the Goon shows.
Yes, well, it's also helped, of course, by the ambience of the Opera House, which is quite
yeah.
an ordinary place, wasn't it? It's not there anymore, is it?
No, I think it's changed into something altogether, yeah.
Did the last gig there, and of course it was pouring with rain that night.
Yes, that's right.
A lot of queuing in the rain.
Not me, I was in the pub.
That's a good place to be, either in the pubs or whatever. Yes, yeah, so that tour, that was quite a hefty concert, really, a big
yeah,
tour to take around. And there were lots of people in it, and it was quite expensive. So what we're doing now is a smaller, as you say, the Bash Street Bonzos, a sort of remnant group of all the lunatics in the band, and it's a smaller unit, but we do the same stuff, and
yes,
we can bring the same sort of madness to everyone, but maybe to a smaller sort of venue.
Yes, I think you still bring your props and facilities with you.
Oh yes, we've quite a lot to carry round, really.
I think you still have your three backing singers,
which is what the robots.
Yes, the robots, one of which I think ends up naked. But
yes, a stripper and a hair-blowing machine. And
ex-certificate show, isn't it?
Yes, that's the same ones. Yes, they come on the road, but of course, and we've got hundreds of other props. And our pianist, Dave Glasson, also has a battery of props himself, so it's quite a complex act to set up.
I suppose it's fair to say, I mean, I might be wrong, but your sort of comedy is not the sort of comedy that you could do convincingly unless you enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. I think one of our slogans used to be, this performance is for the band's enjoyment only. oh, yes, because we do, it's a vocation, really.
Yeah.
We're not going to make ourselves rich in our twilight years doing this,
yeah.
We're just doing it because A, we like it, and also B, there appears to be an audience of
yeah.
like-minded, like-aged.
Yes, yeah.
Although it's quite nice. We get a lot of young people.
Yeah,
along, despite the fact we're all old geezers.
Yeah.
A lot of people who bought the records over the years and sort of stumbled on the records come along, and they can see, you know, the visuals that go with all the records.
Yes, and not many bands can offer a solo on the electric shirt collar.
No. We've got shirt collars, we've got trouser presses, we've got spoons, a whole range, really. Legs.
Anybody that's sort of new to the Bonzos and listening to the music now might think that you're a bit of a novelty act, but, I mean, back in the 1960s, you had some very heavyweight champions behind you, didn't you? I mean, you were in the Magical Mystery Tour film.
We knew all the names, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the Beatles and members of The Who.
Yeah.
Because we all started together, you see, really. I mean, we all came from different parts. I came from West London.
Yeah.
So I was in the circle of Eric Clapton, Freddie Mercury, Pete Townsend, and Thunderclap Newman, that sort of lot.
Yeah.
The rest of the chaps were up in central London.
Right.
Ian Dury and people round the central London art schools.
Yeah.
So we brought quite a sort of crowd with us.
Yes, and of course, Do Not Adjust Your Set must have helped you get some exposure, the TV
yes,
series.
Oh, it did, yes. Do Not Adjust Your Set was fine, and in fact it was watched by adults really more than children, really, although it was a children's show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It put us in touch with, of course, the Python lot.
Yes, yeah. Now, you mentioned the big tour that you did with the full band,
yes.
And three bonzos and a piano, how did that come about? Was that simply because the whole band won't be going on tour again?
I think that tour that we did, that you saw at the Opera House... No, I think that won't happen again. That was a one-off experience.
Right.
The people who helped us, Aid Edmondson, Phil Jupitus, and Stephen Fry, they're also busy now anyway.
Mm.
And the talk was, how on earth are we going to carry on? We must have a frontman singer to replace Viv. You know, how
yes.
are we going to do it? And backing musicians and all this sort of stuff.
How do you replace Vivian Stanshaw?
Oh, this is the problem, you see.
Yeah.
And we did it, well, we got over the first time by using the stars
yes.
to play his part. But it came to point that how are we going to carry on? And so it was decided, well, we can't really carry on. But the three of us, that's Rodney Slater, Sam Spoons and myself, decided it would be quite nice to carry on. And so we made a suggestion to the management saying, well, we'll do it ourselves. And what? You can't do that.
Mm.
And so we said yes, and I said, well, I'm going to have a go anyway. I'll sing all Viv's numbers, you know, and whatever, and we'll do what we do. And there's quite a lot of stuff that we did anyway. I mean, it's all spoon playing. It's by Spoons anyway. And I wrote the Trouser Press and all that. So it's quite a lot of numbers that we would do anyway.
Yeah.
But we decided, and we gave it a go. And funnily enough, it worked.
Oh,
and people came along and were quite happy. So people can come along and they do get a bonzo experience.
Excellent, yeah. I mean...
Unfortunately, it doesn't have Viv, obviously, because he's not here.
Yeah.
Barry will join us occasionally, and he's joining us up in London at the Bloomsbury. But for the more smaller travelling shows, we can only bring the three of us.
Yes.
And, of course, we haven't got Neil with us, so we can't do a few of his numbers.
Yeah, he's touring in America, I believe.
He's doing his own thing in America.
Yeah.
He's working so hard himself that he didn't feel like carrying on. He said, I've done a few, I'm not doing any more.
Yeah.
But we thought, well, we're having fun, the audience are having fun, let's give it a go.
I know, I would be there myself in Andover, but I have a prior engagement. But Bloomsbury sounds like it's going to be great, because that's the launch of your album, Hair of the Dog.
We won't have it pressed till then, so it's a sort of launch. Yes, Bloomsbury and the CD, yeah.
Is the new album studio or live?
It's studios. Isn't really. It's been done. The problem is, you see, we all live... Sam Spoons lives down the West Country.
Yeah.
I live in Kingston in Surrey. Rodney lives up near Cambridge. And Dave, our pianist and musical cohort, is down in Brighton.
Ah, right.
So we're all over the place. So we've made it primarily in Brighton, in Dave's studio that he has down there.
Right.
And we've made it sort of a correspondence course, really. I've left a few bits on tape, and then Rod's come down and added some hit bits, and then he's done. So it's been a bit higgledy-piggledy, but it gives a flavour of the show. And, of course, there's new numbers. So the way the show may go... But using the flavour of the bonzos, it's all the same old rubbish.
Yes, I did understand that it was a combination of new material and old favourites.
Yes. We've got a few old favourites from the show, and then it's quite a lot of new material to get people to get their teeth into.
Excellent.
Done in, I hope, that the style that people will be used to from us.
Yes.
So there's old jazz stuff, there's a bit of rock and roll in there, there's a lot of country and western and various pieces. Dealing with the sort of problems of today, really, that people of our age deal with. So Rodney's written Old Geezer Rock. what's he called it? I've forgotten what he's called now. A Senior Moment. That's it. I've just had a Senior Moment. If we can remember how to play that one. He's got a new one on there, which is great, which is a White Van Man.
Oh, yes.
And we've got Sat Nav Sally. So it's modern stuff.
Yeah,
dealing with the problems of today, mainly problems of being our age.
Yes, yeah.
Rather than teenagers when we wrote My Pink Half of the Drainpipe and things.
Yes, yeah.
But we still do all that. So that if you know, on stage, if you come along to the lights in Andover, you get My Pink Half of the Drainpipe, and you get the trouser press, and you get Spoons playing, and you get a couple of Rodney's new numbers. So it's all there.
It'd be a great night, I'm sure.
It's good fun.
Thanks very much for joining us, Roger. It's great to talk to you.
That's no problem, Gary.
And next time you're down my way, I will be there.
I do hope so. I hope we hope to do more in the home counties. We did quite a lot last year, and we've got a few bookings coming in now. So
excellent.
We'll see you.
Well, take care and look after all the robots for us.
Yes, I'm just repairing them at this very moment.
All right. All the best then.
Bye bye. Thank you very much.
Cheerio.